Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, people, I need a go-no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Todism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
Five.
Button, who's got the button?
Four.
There is no cause for alarm.
Three.
Everybody hold on to something.
Two.
Just press the button.
One.
It's showtime.
As the announcer said, this is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from the New Media Production Studio in Southern Michigan. In tonight's show, Walmart is using AI to watch checkout counters. Apple is launching a Mac Pro recall. The Wall Street Journal says Google Maps are flooded with fake businesses. And SpaceX is going heavy, heavy, heavy on Monday. I want to welcome you to episode 1377 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, June 20th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Hey, welcome everybody. Welcome to the show. Glad to be with you here. It's a beautiful thing to be able to do this podcast when it's still daylight. And here in the studios, about 7:38 in the evening, recording the show. Been a crazy week, but we'll get into that in a minute. But anyway, welcome to all the new listeners. This show is normally an audio and video podcast, but the studio's in transition. The next phase is about to start, but we're audio right now for at least the next month or more. But I want you to visit geeknewscentral.com. Check out all the great content if you haven't already. Subscribe to the show right there on the website. Make sure you get signed up for the newsletter. Of course, you can listen to the show on blueberry.com or on your smart home device by using the keyword to launch that device and say play the podcast Geek News Central. You can join our chat room at geeknews.chat or, of course, join the cool kids on Slack by sending me an email to geeknews@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at Geek News. Those same two locations are great places to send comments about the show, ask questions, whatever it may be. Again, geeknews@gmail.com. You can follow me on Facebook by searching for my name, Todd Cochran. Of course, partner shows, these are all linked at geeknewscentral.com, include GNC Week in Review, The Gadget Professor, Pro Gear Site, The New Media Show and Podcast Legends, and of course, you can pick up Ohana gear, that's cool Geek News Central gear, at cafepress.com/Ohana store. This show is proudly supported by the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast in the known history of podcasting. That's our good friends at GoDaddy.com. Now officially having sponsored this show 14 plus years. Make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, where you'll find all the great deals, whether it be a $4.99, whether it be a $12 per year, well, for the first year at least, new hosting account, whether it be a managed WordPress site or standard hosting, and it includes a free domain name. So again, $12, get you started with a hosting account over at GoDaddy. Whether it be managed WordPress or standard hosting account, definitely check all these offers out. And of course, there's the 30% discount code you can use almost on any product or service at GoDaddy. Again, a website builder trial for 30 days for those of you that are business owners that may be looking to, you know, change things up, put a fresh coat of paint on your website. That's the place to go. Again, all these codes, all these savings, all these great discounts can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. They are responsible for allowing me to do what I do, pay the bills here, literally keep the lights on, and when it's working, the air conditioning. So we want to thank GoDaddy for their ongoing support and hope that you too will pick up a product or service over there or share these codes with your friends, family members, people that you know. And definitely want to thank GoDaddy again for their longtime sponsorship. All right, let me get you guys caught up on what's going on. Container arrives at 10 a.m. on Saturday. It's actually in Detroit. It's been in Detroit a few days. A trucking firm, I just literally had to beg to bring it on Saturday versus Monday, which it would have completely just screwed up everything. It's already bad enough it's getting here on Saturday. Basically, I'm going to have about 30 hours to empty it. We've got some strong young hands here, and we're going to get it unloaded. Hopefully, I can get a little bit unpacked. I don't know if that's even going to be possible. We're going to definitely try, so I got my fingers crossed. Hopefully, when we open the doors up, well, you'll see it too, because I'm going to post it on Facebook. I have pictures of what the inside's looking. Hopefully, it looks exactly like it did when I closed it about 22 or 23 days ago. So you never know. It's come from ship, cross on rail, and now to be trucked about 120 miles to my location, backed up here in the parking lot. The doors popped open, and hopefully the whole thing doesn't roll out on the concrete. I'm fully prepared if it is, and again, video will be rolling, and we will see if I take a gasp. So anyway, it's Saturday is the moment of truth. This has been a week of visitors here at the studio, and I've got more coming tomorrow. Lots of people interested in what's going on here. Even had a radio station representative in today, somehow caught wind of what's going on. Of course, there's a pretty blank canvas here so far. And, you know, when I brought him in, I said, no, there's really nothing to see here yet. A desk, a couch that I got at a garage sale, and, you know, a toilet paper in the bathroom and a microwave in the kitchen. No refrigerator yet. All those things are yet to be acquired. Not even a coffee pot. So the coffee pot at some point will have to be obtained. So, but things are going to be kind of crazy here. I'll talk about that in a second. But had an insurance company in, family, longtime company we've used, or my family's used for insurance, had the adjuster in, walk through. He's been, here's the difference I'm finding already about small town America. It is the personal touch. People that you may have done business with for years. In Hawaii, I never met my adjuster, ever. She called me on the phone a few times, you know, and my adjuster's been here to the office twice, talking to me and getting things set up, brought me in the proposal this afternoon. You know, a little eye-gapping on the cost for insurance, but, you know, you got to have it in case someone firebombs this place or kicks the window in or what, you know, whatever it may be. A lot to ride versus having a studio in a home. A lot different, you know, a lot of different concerns. And I'm very, very happy that I've got a great adjuster and shopped around for a good plan. And he's got me covered, you know, walked me through all the basics. And I would have never got that level of service somewhere else. Well, one thing we were noticing was is that in the afternoon, it felt, because I was keeping the AC temperature pretty high. It's been, you know, not because we've had so much rain here. So I've been, you set the thermostat like 72, 73. Didn't need the office to be cold. Yeah, just, you know, enough to keep, you know, being completely hot. But I got concerned that in the afternoons, the front of the studio was getting hot. I'm like, why isn't the AC keeping up? Talked to my sister. We called in again. Longtime family friend, business owner, someone that I've known for 35 years. And he came in and said, you don't have no AC, you're just pushing air. Your air con unit is completely out of refrigerant. It's bad. This unit's been in here since 1995. What do you want to do? And I'm like, I'm not the landlord. Of course, my sister's the landlord. So I'm, okay, you got to call her. I'm thinking, oh, man. So she had known that there was potentially going to be some problems, I think. I don't know. She's in New Orleans at a conference this week. So anyway, lucky enough, we got some time. I'll talk a little bit, again, more about that as I go take the show on the road. I told you this, you know, this transition is going to require me to travel, do business as it has been. Nothing really changes there. But this, all the way through, like, September 10th, my schedule is chaotic at best. So, Monday morning, I leave here for Columbus. Be down there Thursday. I fly out. Do my first city visit, and then it's basically full on, full throttle for about 2.5 weeks. I'm basically bouncing. Matter of fact, I'm leaving my car in Columbus and bouncing around, I think, 5 or 6 cities at this point. And then I'll end up back in Columbus on July, let's see here, 14th, I think, is when I come back earlier than that, and do a few days in Columbus after I get back, and then bounce around, back to Michigan, so, and then it's back and forth, and it's time for podcast movement, and it just goes and goes and goes. So, and I'm making a run out to Honolulu. I fly out on the 19th to go to Honolulu for, I think I'm only going to be there 4 days, be back here. So anyway, it's just going to be nuts. So the show goes on the road. I will not even be here in the studio. I'm kind of sad because, you know, this stuff's going to get here. I'm probably going to work 25 hours straight to try to get as much stuff done as I can, but there's only going to be so much I can get done between now and when I have to leave here Monday morning about 5 o'clock in the morning. So, and be able to drive safe and function. I didn't get as much done this week. I didn't get the green screen painted. I just ran out of time. And then the plumber was in. Guy took care of all the pipe issues that we had. So now I just got to put the ceiling back together. And then what else? Like I said, I got a used couch in here. I actually took about a 30-minute nap before the show tonight. I didn't go back to the house and eat dinner. So, yeah, it's been good. And I've been, just get in here about 7 and then work. Nothing has changed in that regard. And we're busy and, but it's a different go. And, but I'm quite pleased with everything that's progressed at this point. And anyway, I guess that's it. I'm rambling. Let's get into the content. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. Thanks for being part of this ride. Again, as I said, you know, back in April and May, this is a huge transition. And it is what it is. And there's only one of me. But I'm really pleased with the caliber of people I'm meeting, talking to. Someone I've just recently met is going to be doing some work on Geek News Central. We talked about some things I'm challenged with, and I just got to get some login data to them. But overall, I think what that's going to result in is some performance increases and some other stuff. So anyway, that's it. Let's go ahead and make the transition here. I'll talk a little bit about what's happening at Walmart. And then I have been into Walmart one time since I've been here, but Walmart is now using AI to power cameras to prevent theft at checkout, and it's currently in over 1,000 stores. I don't quite honestly know how many stores Walmart has, that Walmart's been surveilling checkout counters using a computer vision technology called missed scan detection. It's used to identify when items move past the scanner without having been scanned. The technology has been implemented, again, 1,000 stores across the U.S., and it monitors both self-checkout kiosks and traditional registers managed by human cashiers. The system runs on cameras that watches items move across the register. If an unusual activity occurs, such as an item moving into a bag without being scanned, a checkout attendant will be notified to take action. Missed scan detection was designed to help reduce theft and other losses that has cost U.S. retailers overall $47 billion in 2017. In the 2 years since the system was deployed, Walmart says it has reduced rates of theft, inventory loss, fraud, and scanning errors. Just wonder how many of those were, what that real total was. Now, one thing I found when I did go to Walmart, did self-checkout, they got people now at the door, just like they do at Costco, to check your receipt. And I thought that was kind of interesting. And he had a scanner there and scanned my receipt and then scanned stuff in the cart, I guess, to see if it matched. So I thought, and yet there was an attendant in the self-checkout area as well. So they must have a real problem if they're, because I don't remember ever seeing an attendant at a door checking receipts as you walked out, but that is exactly the case there. So anyway, the AI is watching you at Walmart. Apple has launched a recall program for select MacBooks due to a battery safety concern. So if you have a 15-inch MacBook Pro sold between September 2015 and February 2017, it may contain a battery that may overheat and may burn your house down. That's not according to the article. It says pose safety risk, but you get the point. Now, Apple announced this voluntary recall, and Apple notes that the recall only affects 15-inch MacBooks. During the period, they have a support page where users can go to check their MacBook Pro serial number to see if it's affected. And pretty simple to do this. To confirm which model you have, you choose the About This Mac from the Apple menu in the upper left-hand corner of your screen. And if you have a MacBook Pro Retina 15-inch mid-2015, enter your computer's serial number on the program page to see if it's eligible for a battery replacement. A good way, even if your MacBook's healthy, to get a new battery. So go do this. I think this is, your machine may be fine, but if it's a couple of years old, battery's starting to show some wear and tear, get a new battery, all right? So definitely check that out. I sent a note to my son. I said, I can't remember when I bought my wife's MacBook. I said, go check the serial number and see if it's on the list. I don't use Google Maps for businesses very often. I notice them now more when I'm driving and the maps are up and I see businesses listed on my map in my Ford Edge. It's not using Google Maps, but there are some businesses on there. But the Wall Street Journal says Google Maps is flooded with millions of fake business listings. Whoa. Now, if you've ever tried to find, of course, according to this article, it says if you've ever tried to find a locksmith on Google in a pinch, it turns out that Google Maps is filled with millions of scam operations and impersonating real businesses. And you wonder, why would someone create a fake business? Wall Street Journal found out that there are a variety of motives behind such scams. Sometimes, some businesses will create fake profiles for their competitors' listings to list wrong phone numbers, long addresses. Scam artists will impersonate legitimate businesses and lure unsuspecting customers. One federal employee who was profiled in the story was conned by a fake repair service she found through a Google query. The car and artist impersonated a company contractor, did a poor job, and then charged the victim almost twice the amount of previous repairs. Google's responded to the claims in the Wall Street Journal by taking down the identified fake listings, and the company says it's added new safeguards for high-risk categories in its business listings. These include contractors and repair services, which customers normally only flock to in an emergency. and have little time to research. This isn't the search engine's first response to deception. On last year, Google took down more than 3 million false business profiles and disabled 150,000 accounts used to make them. Additionally, in a blog post, the company explained its internal system flagged more than 85% of these removals and over 250,000 fake profiles reported by users. So, it's an interesting move here, and interesting tactics by very dirty, shady other business owners to disparage or to confuse consumers to use other businesses that may be less reputable. I told my sister, she has a business listing, and I said, you need to be watching that thing. Customers are responding, because I saw one comment in her business listing that was less than positive, and it referenced a specific attendant, and I said, you need to go talk to that employee, and she has. So it's one of those situations where a couple of bad reviews can cost you business in a big way, and there's really no way to take those reviews down or respond to them, so you have to be on top of it. SpaceX, here we go, fires a heavy Falcon. Falcon Heavy, excuse me. Test fired the Falcon Heavy mega rocket for its first night launch. This is going to be good. Essentially, we've got three Falcon 9 boosters strapped together, and it's going to blast off on a four-hour window on Monday. I'm hoping that I'll be able to be able to watch this, but the launch window opens at 11:30 p.m., which is that's late. So I don't know if I'll be awake or not. And but they're launching how many satellites? 24? Is that what it is? Oh, it's happening on the 24th. I think it's only three, but anyway, they're launching another satellites, and this is what they're saying is the most complex launch that they have ever done, and basically because of the placement and sequencing of how they have to offload the satellites that they have loaded on the stack. I'd love just to see how that's all done to begin with. So anyway, Monday, if you stay up late, you might be able to watch the launch. There's a great article over on CNET on the Road and Show section talking about how drivers assume the Tesla Autopilot offers more leeway than it does. This is an IIHS study that was done. It surveyed a whole bunch of drivers, and they basically polled 2,000 drivers about five different driver assist systems from Audi, Acura's Traffic Jam Assist, BMW's Driving Assistant Plus, Cadillac's Super Cruise, Nissan's ProPilot Assist, and Tesla's Autopilot. And a lot of times the name basically influenced responses folks had. But the good thing is that everyone that did respond to this survey did say that they didn't fully trust these systems, essentially. And what was even more interesting is that they were basically talking about which systems allowed you to truly take your hands off the wheels, and there's really only one, and that's the Mercedes-Benz E-Class, which is equipped with the driver pilot system, who it basically watches your eyeballs to make sure you're looking at the road, thus allowing you to take your hands actually off the wheel. I wish my Edge had lane centering. It does not. That would be awesome, because what I notice, it's got the, you know, it watches for the edges, for the center lane and for the right-hand edge. And when you're driving, and I'm testing it, obviously, if I, you know, keep a light touch on the steering wheel and it gets up against the, you know, up against the center line, it'll nudge it over. But typically, after a couple of those corrections, it oversteers a little bit. And that could be really, really bad. If you're incapacitated, it's not meant to protect you from driving off the road. It is pretty awesome the way it is, but makes the car easier to drive. But you have to drive. But if I had center line detection, I think it would be even more easy to drive. Less, you know, it's just a little less touch than you have to. But it's a good study. I'll have the link up in the show notes, of course, for you. Over on MakeUseOf.com, they've got the 15 best books for geeks to read in 2019. And I'm looking all through all these. It's one of them, The Last. It sounds good. Children of Ruin. Broken Stars, Middle Game. I Spy, My Life in the M15. The Moon, A History of the Future. Bitcoin Billionaires. It goes on and on. So 15 books here. Not all like sci-fi books, although they're say they're sci-fi. Some of the titles don't indicate that. So maybe some good reads there for some airplane time or downtime. I haven't had much of that. Really, I feel I'm working as hard as I ever have. T-Mobile CEO says Sprint merger would take 5G nationwide. T-Mobile is fixing the broken, arrogant wireless society, says a wireless industry, says John Legere. And of course, the merger hasn't been approved yet. He's arguing, though, the combined entity would be the only carrier to bring 5G nationwide. Well, part of the commission's recommendation was that they had to do rural areas, and we'll see what happens there. He does say it's so important to deliver 5G across the entire country. Legere said in a post, there are brilliant people in every corner of the U.S. from small towns to big cities and will only benefit from their ideas if they access to the right tools. Nation 5G will come only via the merger, he said. T-Mobile has high-band spectrum and low-band spectrum, while Sprint has mid-band spectrum. He said that by combining the spectrum, the radio airwaves that make up the wireless system will work fabulously. The combined company would have full coverage, unlike its rivals. So we'll see. We'll see about this. 5G isn't a silver or isn't the golden silver bullet. Robocalls. Boy, I'm telling you, my Verizon app to basically detect robocalls, it's fantastic. It really is. It's reduced my stress level on my phone. And I've also noticed fewer calls because I'm not picking up on them. They're like, not hit my phone as often. So, but the House has revealed a bipartisan robocall bill. So, this is a response to the Senate one. We'll see what happens here. They say it's time to end the robocall epidemic and restore trust back into our phone system. I agree. And we should be able to block robocalls in a consistent and transparent way without being charged extra for it. And of course, the bill will require carriers to improve caller ID to eliminate fake numbers that give an appearance that the call is local, aka the spoofing, and off-call blocking services to customers for free. So we'll see where this leads. If it helps us, I don't know. The folks over at HP, Dell, say that you could pay $120 more for a notebook because of the tariffs. They've warned that the tariffs levied on Chinese imports would raise laptop prices as much as 19%, no matter which manufacturer made them. That's a consistent increase. As a matter of fact, the air conditioned guy that was here, he said that his prices are up 17% this year. He said he took a couple of increases at the beginning of the year before any of the tariffs came on, and he's seeing an increase now due to the tariffs I was talking with him about it, and I said, do we not make anything in America anymore? He says, you would be shocked. He says, most of the stuff I get for homes, it's built in China. He says, you don't get a heater made in America anymore. You don't get an air conditioning unit made in America anymore. He said, it all comes over from overseas. And we've also heard, of course, about, I think, Carrier back during the election in 2016. Talking about bringing jobs back out of Mexico. So some stuff there is being, carrier air conditions was made in Mexico. But he says the majority of stuff comes out of China. And it just goes far and wide. It really, really does. Shows you how far we have waned in making stuff in this country, which is really, really sad. Google CEO is admitting it's impossible to moderate YouTube perfectly. And again, this has come up again. Over the weekend, CEO Sundar Pichai gave an interview to CNN, which he admitted to exactly what we've all been saying for a long time, is that it's literally impossible to do content moderation at scale, especially if you want to do it perfectly. And part of it is because you can't get 100 people to agree what is what should be moderated, because everyone has their own opinion. So CNBC was blasting about it, I guess. But it makes you wonder. And they, you know, they took the story and spun it a little bit, as you expect the news to do these days. It's wonderful not watching the news. It's absolutely wonderful. Of course, I did hear about the Iranians shooting down a drone. I've always said, really no consequence, no big consequence to shooting down a drone. So we'll see what happens here. We'll see what the U.S. response is. I'm sure there's going to be some cruise missiles shot from somewhere. Something's going to be taken out. Probably at a missile site that has had the missiles already removed from, I would not be surprised. But it just raises the stakes. What if that had been a manned reconnaissance aircraft that they shot down? I think it would have gotten very dirty, very quick. But because it's unmanned, it's just it's just $180 million floating out there. No big deal. No big deal whatsoever. So time will tell on this, on what the consequences for shooting unmanned drones down. We'll see what the president's response to this is. I'm betting boom, boom, boom. All right, Slack. Well, Slack finally joined the New York Stock Exchange. It's underneath the New York listing WORK, W-O-R-K, instead of Slack or Slacker. It opens at $38.50 and closed at $41.60. I'm a big fan of Slack. Love it. Use it. I mean, I'm in it 100 times a day, to be frank. It's one of the best collaborative work programs I've ever used. It truly, truly is. It is completely eliminated intercompany email. It's truly a beautiful product. It really is. If you're not using it, you're missing out. I would have mind to have bought some of that stock myself. Comcast is bringing Amazon Music to Xfinity X1 and Flex. So it says it's the first time the music service is available via a pay TV operator. So if you are using Xfinity X1 or Flex, you'll be looking for Amazon Music to come to a TV near you soon. All right. Link will be up in the show notes. Google is officially done making its own tablets. Well, not kinda. To be clear here, Google hasn't really announced any tablet-specific products this year, but they did have a team working on one. The last Google-produced tablet was the Pixel Slate in 2018, but now they've kind of switched and they're going to be going towards a more of a laptop version, one that has a disconnecting screen, so it's kind of like a phablet, I guess. So we'll see what happens here. The Google spokesperson said the news was revealed in an internal company meeting on Wednesday, and Google is currently working to reassign employees. We're focused on the abandoned projects onto other areas. Many of them have been already shifted over to the laptop side of the same self-made hardware division. So no surprise there. Do you like Oreos? I love Oreos, man. You know, in moderation, but they're just like an Oreo is like a potato chip. You can't just eat one, right? You get this fresh bag of Oreos that's been sealed, and you open it up, and that Oreo cookie, I'm telling you, nothing better for a snack. Well, Oreo moon landing cookies touched down with stickers. So a month after being announced, Nabisco, the limited edition Marshmallow Moon Oreos and a bonus collectible moon landing theme stickers have begun arriving on store shelves. The cookie comes just in time to celebrate the 50 years since NASA Apollo 11 moon mission. It's got the pink filling in it. Ugh. I'm an originalist. I really, really am. I want that That black cookie with the white center. Yummy, yummy, yummy. All right. A rogue raspberry Pi installed in NASA's Jet Propulsion Library, Laboratory, not library, JPL, caused a security brief. And not good. According to the Office Inspector General, investigators looked into the Research Center's network and security controls after an April 2018 security breach, where a Raspberry Pi that was not authorized to be linked to the JPL network was targeted by hackers. The attackers were able to steal 500 megabits of data from one of its major systems, and they also used the Pi to find a gateway that allowed them to go deeper into the JPL network. Deep diving the system gave them access to several missions, including NASA's Deep Space Network. Did they find any aliens? Its network of space communication facilities. As a result, the security team of some sensitive programs, such as the Orion Multipurpose Crew Vehicle and the International Space Station, have chosen to disconnect from the agency's network. Whoa. And nothing like giving the Chinese the Multipurpose Crew Vehicle specs. Probably that's what they were after. So interesting move here. Over at MakeUseOf.com, the 7 best pocket drones for travel in 2019. The number one is what's being called, and I'm not even familiar with this, it's the Holy Stone HS-160 Shadow Drive, $74. How can that be number one? The 7 best. Is this ranked number one or just number one of 7? Let me look here. Where's DJI fall into? Oh, they say that, they've got best value foldable drone. Oh, they're best budget pocket drone, best foldable selfie drone, best pocket selfie drone, best folding drone for beginners. In other words, we don't want to crash it. Best handheld drone. So they break them out in category. DJI's in there a couple of times, of course. You have a Google One? Google One rolls out 99-cent movie rental for its members. The promotion ends on September 30th. If you have a Google One membership, you get one 99-cent movie rental on Google Play. Go get it. The Taco Bell Hotel is ready and real. You get a room for $169. This begins on Thursday, June 27th. Where's this thing at? Taco Bell Hotel. It's a brand up pop. Pop up at the Comic-Con for Demolition Man anniversary. Oh, where is this? Oh, okay. So it's in Palm Springs, California. The hotel has 70 rooms. You can book with either one or two queen or king beds with a pool view, $169. I don't know if they're going to have a Taco Bell on scene. You would think so. But if you're a Taco Bell fan, you can go stay at the Taco Bell Hotel in Palm Springs. I am going to be going to Atlantic City for the first time this fall. Any of you in Atlantic City or near Atlantic City? How about Atlanta? I'm going to be in Atlanta as well. I'm going to be down another trip down to Orlando. So are any of you in those areas? Let me know. Maybe we can do a meetup. 5G phones and your health. What do you need to know? And I hear about RF radiation and scares. Well, let me be clear here. The electric magnetic spectrum has non-ionizing frequency and ionizing frequencies. Ionized frequencies are bad. Okay, that's the X-ray zone. That is gamma rays with, like radioactive stuff. That's all stuff that will hurt you if you are overexposed. Currently, you have very low frequencies. You've got low F, UHF, VHF, UHF. These are all frequencies that are non-ionizing. You've got EHF zones, again, non-ionizing. And you go all the way up to 430 to 750 terahertz. That is like the same frequency of the sun. So, visible light falls in like 500 terahertz in that zone, and infrared is below that, and ultraviolet is above it, and some of the ultraviolet does get into ionizing areas. microwave satellites, you know, they fall above 30 gigahertz, like 40, 50, 60 gigahertz, as high as maybe 200 gigahertz. 5G is going to fall in like the 30 to 45 gigahertz range, right in the middle of the non-ionizing frequency zone. Now, don't put your phone to your head all the time. You know, put your Bluetooth in, right? And use that. You're getting as much exposure to the sun. Being out in the sun is a much higher frequency range than an actual 5G cell phone. All right, a CRT monitor is down in the 3 kilohertz range, and you know, you guys know where AM/FM is. You got it in your car. Look at those frequencies, and that's in the kilohertz range. So I think all this hype about, oh, it's you're going to get RF radiation from 5G. You're getting radiation from everything. The airways are full of radio waves. Full. And they're passing through your body right now as you speak, unless you're in a lead room. Okay? Just I'm being frank. Nothing you can stop from being radiated. It's more about power, you know, the power of that RF frequency. We're all being exposed. So this article about, oh, some cities are going to, you know, I laugh. They're banning 5G. Oh, have absolutely no clue. No clue. Moving on, Adobe has endorsed Apple Mac App Store with its Lightroom release. The photo editing software is the first Adobe product to arrive in Apple's online store. And of course, it's $10 per month if you want to use it. So Lightroom, I have never used Lightroom. I think I have it as part of my Adobe package. I don't edit photos, so it's not a product I use. iRobot has entered the classroom with the acquisition of Root Robotics. And of course, the Roomba company will now sell educational robots called Root. And so this is pretty cool. A single Root robot costs $199. A classroom package up to 30 robots sell for $6,000. iRobot doesn't expect the acquisition of Root to impact the 2009 bottom line, but the company says it supports its plans to branch into educational STEM products and make robotics technology accessible to educators, students, and parents. Of course, iRobot has a solid track record with Roomba. It became one of the first companies to successfully introduce robots to homes. And if successful, Root may find a similar appeal in classrooms. When I once we get everything set up here in the studio and it's in the budget, I'm going to buy a Roomba for the studio. Let it vacuum in here while I'm not in here at night. Now, come on, people. Let's be smart about things. A petition is calling on Netflix to cancel the series called Good Omens. Well, Netflix isn't the originator of Good Omens. Amazon Prime is, and the petition started by a Christian group has passed its goal of 15,000 signatures telling Netflix to cancel Good Omens. Okay. They didn't even know which service it was on. So it makes you go, just a little bit. Over on Android Central, AT&T has been awarded as the fastest mobile network for the first time in 5 years. Verizon was a close second, with T-Mobile placing third and Sprint coming in last place. So AT&T got a score of 97, Verizon 94, T-Mobile 91, and it looks like Sprint was 89. So they've got a breakdown of average 4G download speeds. And again, I'm still a big fan of T-Mobile right now with my MiFi. It's getting me connectivity in places I don't get connectivity. Galaxy Note 10 will have physical buttons, a new report claims. The will it or won't it is set to end on August 7th, obviously, when they announce it. And I've been getting blasted by ads on the Note 10. I've been using as a test phone an S8, for Android, I am not about to go out and buy a 10. Maybe I can get a 9 cheaper when the 10 comes out. But buttons are not, you're going to pay heavy for that. Ransomware gangs have been increasingly going after cities with less than perfect data security precautions. A Florida city paid a $600,000 ransom to get its data back. The Riviera Beach City Council voted to pay the ransomware unanimously as it believed that there was no other option to get the data back, which had been encrypted by the hackers. The city data was hacked 3 weeks ago, and the council has now vowed to spend an additional $1 million on new computers and hardware. And they've been locked out since May 29th when one of the employees of the police department opened an email which allowed the ransomware to spread across the entire network. All of the files were locked and the city services were shut down, this including the city's email server, billing system, website. An expense of $941,000 was authorized by the city officials earlier this month to acquire 310 new desktops, 90 laptops, in addition to other hardware to rebuild IT infrastructure. While they didn't plan on paying the ransom, it became evident to them there was no other way to get the data back. Officials then met this week and unanimously voted to pay the ransom of 65 bitcoins, which is roughly $600,000. Hey, are you an IT dude? IT dude? You got some skills? This Hack Florida City probably is looking for some new employees. Article over on Geek News Central, written by Jen, says a Senate hearing to explore Facebook's Libra project. The U.S. Senate on Banking, House, and Urban Affairs will hold a hearing about Facebook's Libra project on July 16th. This comes after Senate Banking Committee members wrote to Facebook asking for information on rumors about its cryptocurrency project. The committee wanted to know how Facebook would protect consumer information. Senator Sherrod Brown, Democrat of Ohio, ranking member of the Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs, wrote, "This new cryptocurrency will give Facebook competitive advantage with regard to collecting data about financial transactions, as well as control over fees and functionality." He says Facebook is already too big and powerful, and it has used that power to exploit user data without protecting their privacy. We cannot allow Facebook to run a risky new cryptocurrency out of a Swiss bank account without oversight. I'm calling on our financial watchdogs to scrutinize this closely to ensure users are protected. And that was actually quoted by Representative Maxine Waters, Democrat of California. There's not a lot of things I agree with what Representative Maxine Waters says, but I think this is probably one that I actually agree with her. I'm kind of sitting here shocked. But we'll see. I agree. I think that this is, we'll see where this goes. What do you think about Facebook having a cryptocurrency? Does it not make you sit back and go, if it doesn't, why doesn't it? Or do you even care? Or it's not going to be affected because you're not going to use it? That's the question. All right, the Hopper app now predicts hotel prices around the world. Kirk was telling me in the Slack channel, as he got done with it, he says, "I'm going to be watching this thing close." He's planning a trip to Vegas, and he's going to be watching watching this. Now, Kirk, you're coming down to Podcast Movement, right? So you got your hotel room for that? I hope you did, because the hotels are in an overflow already. So Hopper could already tell you the best time to buy a ticket for a flight. Now it can hook you up with the best prices for a hotel stay. I've never used Hopper. I guess I'm going to have to take a look at it and see how well it does. Maybe I can save the company some money as I'm jet-setting across the country and bouncing. And the biggest problem I've been having now is hotels. I guess summertime is a premium. Hotel prices are a little nutso in some of the places I'm going to. The Atlantic City event I'm going to for Mid-Atlantic Podcast Conference, the hotel there was, I need to find something further out. Same thing, you're going to Atlanta to Dragon Con. I'm like, man, the hotels are pricey. So, it's a little bit nuts. Convenience over an Uber? I think I'll take the Uber. So anyway, that's going to wrap me up, folks, here. Let's see if I can't remember if I've got any emails that came in. Let me look. Found a new service called StreamYard, and Rob and I may try to do the new media show on StreamYard. We'll see. We're going to do a show tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern because I have, again, the load coming Saturday, and we're going to be mid-unloading when we normally do the new media show. So I've got some help coming, too. One of my team members, Raw Voice team members, is coming, driving up from Indianapolis to help me unload. I'm just absolutely thrilled to have the extra hands coming to help unload the container. We'll all be sweaty before it's over, but I'll have pizza and beer and whatever else we need to keep the troops happy during the unloading process. So very excited to get the load, and hopefully it hasn't been put through a machine wash cycle. But this is going to wrap the show up. We're doing okay, 15 minutes. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. Don't forget about the sponsor. The sponsor is what keeps this thing alive, what's keep me doing what I'm doing, keeps the lights on and the air conditioning after it gets fixed. We'll see what happens. My sister is down in New Orleans at a laundromat convention, and she's getting the quotes on what it's going to cost to do this unit and make a decision. So potentially by the time I come back in July, I hope we'll have AC in here because it'll get a little toasty by then. But it's been amazing. The weather has been horrible. The farmers here are totally screwed. They've got millions of acres that are not planted. It's raining every 2 days. Standing water everywhere. I'm thinking I need to start building an ark. It's crazy. Michigan is going to float away before it's all over. So anyway, that's it. We'll see you back here on Monday from the Columbus studio. And probably no show next Thursday, potentially, because I'm doing a late flight and to get to my destination for a meeting on Friday. And so anyway, that's it for now. Everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. Everyone, take care. We'll see you next time on the Geek News Central podcast. Take care. Bye-bye.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.